There is a degree in which, even as a believer who knows God and prays to God, that you will find yourself wanting certain things that God seems to not give you.
This is Straight Talk.
Merry Christmas, friends, from all of us here at Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Halleck. I'm here in the studio with Pastor Mark Jobe, senior pastor and author of the book Unstuck. And Pastor Mark, we are in full swing Christmas season, and people are listening today. Tell us a little bit about what this season should be stirring in our hearts.
I think one of the things that comes to my mind, Joshua, is let's not let this season pass by without taking advantage of it. You may have heard the expression Christers, and that refers to people that come to church only on Christmas and Easter. And although some people may view that as a derogatory term, I view it as a strategic term. There are a whole bunch of marginalized, semi-spiritual, not connected individuals in Chicagoland that don't regularly go to a church, but during Christmas they feel compelled they probably should go somewhere. Why not invite them to a gospel-preaching, Bible-believing, Jesus-filled, loving congregation that blows their mind with the message of the gospel? So I want to challenge you to make sure you do not let this season pass by without inviting a friend, a family member, a neighbor to the church that you attend, or to a church around you that maybe you don't attend a church and you need to show up this Sunday at a place of worship, a Bible-believing place of worship that spreads the gospel of Jesus Christ. So invite someone this season.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. We begin a brand new series today called Jesus, the Story Behind Christmas. And Pastor Mark's first message is called Breakthrough Timing. Our text will be found in the book of Luke, chapter 1. Let's get right into the message. Here's Pastor Mark with this edition of Straight Talk.
Timing. Certain news is good news, but when it's the wrong timing, it feels like bad news. Timing. Some of us have a desire for something that seems like it should have come years ago, months ago, weeks ago, but it's still elusive. Timing. Some of you have been praying to God for something that you really desired, something that your heart longs for, but it seems to keep escaping, slipping through your hands. You can't quite seem to grasp it when you want to. It feels like the wrong timing. There's some principles about timing that I think apply to all of our lives, and I want us to take a look at these principles in the next few minutes that we have about breakthrough timing. I'm going to give you 6 quick principles. If you're taking notes, I want you to jot them down, because I believe there's people in this auditorium today that are struggling with understanding God's timing. Some of you today are in the waiting room. You are waiting in a place that you would rather be out of. You feel anxious, impatient, but you're stuck in a waiting room that's not your choice, yet you're forced to be in. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 1, it's the story of Zacharias. And you know from this dramatic account that Zacharias had a wife whose name was Elizabeth. Zachariah and Elizabeth eventually had a son. We know him as John the Baptist or John the Baptizer. Elizabeth was a relative of Mary. We don't know if she was a first cousin, but she's referred to in Scripture as a cousin. So it may have been a second or third cousin. I run into people here that have cousins all over the place. Some of you have big families, and that's a cousin, he's a cousin, she's a cousin, half the neighborhood is your cousin. And so Elizabeth and Mary were cousins. And when John the Baptizer was born and Jesus was born, they were actually second or third cousins as well. So that's the context of this story. As we look at Zechariah and Elizabeth and they're waiting for a son, there's some principles that emerged I think that you and I can learn from. If you're taking notes, I want you to write the first principle down as we talk about breakthrough timing, or timing is everything. Number one, walking with God does not eliminate disappointments and or the waiting room. Just because you walk with God doesn't mean that you're going to get everything you want when you want it in the time that you want it. There is a degree in which, even as a believer who knows God and prays to God, that you will find yourself wanting certain things that God seems to not give you. Notice what it says in verse 5. It says, in the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest whose name was Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife, Elizabeth, was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them, notice, were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. Zechariah and Elizabeth were people that walked with God. They prayed. They were living according to the rules of God and the ways of God. They desired to please God in everything that they did. And the Bible says they were blameless, not perfect, but blameless in the sense that they were really walking in the path without steering to the left or to the right. But, it says in verse 7, there's the big but. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Hold on a second. Did you notice the contrast? They were both godly, living for God, wanting to follow God, but the desire of their heart, what they longed for, what they dreamed about, what they really wanted, God was not giving it to them. Every time that Elizabeth would pass by a new mother who just had a child, she would turn to Zechariah, I'm sure, and say, when is our turn going to come? Every time she'd go to a family gathering and see the relative with 8 kids, she would say, Zechariah, how come they have 8? More than they can handle. But yet we have none. Why is God not giving us what we desire, what we want, what we long for, what we dream for? I mean, we're praying, doing everything we're supposed to be doing. When she would hear news of some parents that would abuse their child and didn't want their child, she would say, why did God allow this child to be born into that family? They don't even want that kid or know how to treat that kid. And yet we would be so good parents if God would just give us a baby. It may not be a baby in your case, but we've all experienced the pain of disappointment. How about it? There's not a person in this place that hasn't desired something, wanted something, longed for it, and yet it seemed like it didn't come. It may be a marriage that you keep thinking is going to turn a corner and finally get well and finally do well, but you feel like you've waited and waited and it doesn't seem to get better. It may be your finances where you've put in so many job applications for that job that you really want, that the one that's going to really take you into the next level of your finances, but the door seems to keep closing one after another, and now it's been years and you're still struggling. Maybe it's a teenage son that started at 16 struggling with drug addiction, and now he's almost 30 and he still hasn't overcome his addiction, and you've prayed and helped and tried to do everything in your power to get him to overcome it, and it seems like it just doesn't change. Maybe it's the battle you have in your own heart with depression or discouragement, and you feel like maybe that will change. Maybe you'll get over it, but year after year, you continue to struggle with the dark cloud of depression in your heart and your soul. We all understand praying for something, believing for something, asking for something, and yet not getting the answer in the timing that we thought was the best timing. And sometimes we believe, well, maybe I'm not righteous enough. Maybe I don't have enough faith. Maybe I'm not godly enough. And yet the Bible tells us that Zechariah and Elizabeth were blameless. They were people of great faith, desiring to do everything right before God, but went year after year after year not receiving the promise that they expected. So I want to just acknowledge today that there are people in this auditorium that you sit right here, and you've been in a waiting room for a long time. Tired, exhausted, wondering, has God given up? I want to just point out a couple things in the waiting room. Oftentimes, we're tempted to think that because we're still in the waiting room, that God doesn't care or God hasn't heard. And it would be a mistake to assume that your waiting room means that God has given up on your cause. In fact, it leads me to my second point. Never underestimate the power of persistent prayer and God's perfect timing. Notice what it tells us in verse 8. It says, once when Zechariah's division, he was part of a division of priests, was on duty, he was serving as a priest before the Lord. It says in verse 9, he was chosen by lot. They cast lots, and on a certain day, his lot was chosen to be the priest that would actually go into the temple to burn incense before the Lord. And it says in verse 9, he was chosen according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of the incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. It was just another day. Zechariah assumed that it would be a day like it had always been, but on this day, something unexpected happened. He was chosen. Now, when you went into the Holy of Holies, it was a sacred moment. It was something that you did not do with other people. You went in one at a time. In fact, we know by Jewish tradition and some of Scripture that when a high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, the most sacred part of the temple, behind the curtain, into where the Ark of the Covenant was, that a high priest, it was such a sacred moment that they would actually tie a rope around the ankle of the high priest. The high priest had robes with bells on it. And as that high priest would go in and offer sacrifice for himself first and then sacrifice to the people, he would go behind the curtain and they tied a rope around his ankle just in case God struck him dead.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Breakthrough Timing, which is from our brand new series called Jesus, The Story Behind Christmas. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message and give you information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Luke, chapter 1. The message, Breakthrough Timing.
They would be able to drag the body out, and if they heard that the bells stopped ringing, they would know something was wrong inside. So this, well, it was a heavy responsibility. Zacharias went inside of the temple alone, no one present, ready to burn the incense before the Lord. And that tells us in verse 11, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zacharias saw him, he was startled and gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Wow. How many years of praying? Well, I don't know if it's 10, 20, 30, 40 years of praying possibly. Your prayer has been heard. Now, I'm wondering how many times Zechariah as a priest wondered, God, are you even hearing my prayers? God, am I getting through? I don't know about you, but when you pray and pray, sometimes you feel like, well, are my prayers bouncing off the ceiling? Is there something wrong with how I'm praying? God, is there something wrong with what I'm doing? How come you're not hearing? And the angel of the Lord assures Zacharias, Zacharias, I've been hearing your prayers all along. You've been in a waiting room. Waiting? Yeah, waiting for the right timing. Because timing is everything. He says, your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will call him John. So Zacharias is assured that his prayers have been heard and that God hasn't ignored him. You know, sometimes when God seems silent, we start struggling with our misconceptions about God's silence. Sometimes when God seems silent, we start to think, well, maybe he doesn't care about me. Maybe I'm not right before him. Maybe my faith is not good enough. How about this one? Maybe God is punishing me. Maybe there's something I did in my teenage years, and God is saying, hey, remember what you did? Now, 20 years later, I'm going to punish you for that. How many of you know we all did things in our teenage years? If you search long enough and hard enough, you will find something that seems worthy of God withholding his prayer from you, the answer to your prayer. But I want to say to you that not always because we don't get what we want in the timing that we want it, not always is it an indication that something is wrong. Sometimes it may be simply an indication that the right timing has not quite yet come. And God's clock is not synchronized with your clock or my clock. And so the angel assured Zechariah that his prayers had been heard, that God had listened to that prayer, and the timing had come for God to actually answer that prayer. Number three, I want you to understand about breakthrough timing. Unbelief will always complicate the delivery of God's promises. In verse 18, it says, Zacharias asked the angel, how can I be sure of this? I'm an old man and my wife is well along in years. I love how he puts that. You know that he's thinking, my wife's probably going to hear about this conversation. So he calls himself an old man, but his wife along in years. You know, he was not about to call his wife an old woman. I'm an old man. My wife is along in years. So he's already diplomatic about that. He knows not to tell the age of his wife. And he says, hey, I'm an old man. My wife is along in years. And the angel said to him, I'm Gabriel. I stand at the presence of God. I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens. Notice what he says. Because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time. I love that phrase. God appoints a time. At their appointed time, I'm going to make the promise come true. It's not according to your time. It's not according to the world's time. It's according to God's appointed time. Here's what I want you to notice about this, is that Zechariah doubted the word of God, and when he doubted the word of God, it complicated the answer to his prayer. Every time that we doubt, and every time we question the promises of God, it complicates the delivery of the promises of God. Not that God won't deliver his promise, it simply complicates the delivery of his promise. You see, because he doubted, the angel said to him, basically, because you did not believe my words, now you will be unable to speak until I bring about the promise. Here's what I want you to know about the promises of God. The Bible tells us that all the promises of God are yes, and all his words are amen. In other words, that when God says it, you can believe it. That when God declares it, it's true. even if in your circumstances it seems like it's taking a long time. I love the fact that God never swears. In fact, the Bible has a commandment about swearing. And I know that a lot of people just kind of use flippantly the word, I swear by, you know, I've heard people say, I swear by my mother's grave, or I swear by this, or I swear by that. But you know, the Bible strictly forbids swearing. And you wonder why that God forbids swearing. Let me tell you why I believe it is. Because I believe that God has called us to be in the image of God. And if God's word is yes, and you can trust it, that God wants us to be people that when we say at one time, our yes is yes and our no is no, that if you said yes, then people should know. If he said yes, it's true. It's done. If he said no, it's no. Because people know that you're a man or a woman of integrity, that you keep your word and you don't have to swear by someone's grave or the moon or your wallet or anything else, that you know that when you say it, it can be trusted. Let me tell you, when God declares it, it is true from the beginning to the end. It cannot be doubted. God says it. He doesn't have to swear by anybody or anything. It can be trusted. Every promise in the Word of God can be depended on. Every promise. Zechariah doubted the angel. An angel has, I feel like he's puffing out his chest a little bit, saying, do you know who I am? I'm Gabe. You know, I'm a big angel. You should believe what I'm saying. I'm coming with the Word of the Lord. It was because of Zechariah's unbelief that it complicated the delivery of the promise, and Zacharias was unable to speak. Suddenly his mouth shut down. He was unable to utter a word until the delivery of the promise had come. I believe that some of us, because of our unbelief, we lose something until the promise comes. Some of you, because of your unbelief, it doesn't mean that God isn't going to deliver his promise. It simply means that some of you have lost your joy while you wait for the promise. God is faithful whether you're faithful or not. God is true whether you're true or not. His word cannot be changed. If you've given your life to Christ and he's cleansed you and washed you and forgiven you, past, present, and future, you may say, well, I don't feel cleansed. It doesn't mean you're not cleansed just because you don't feel cleansed. If God declared you clean, then you are clean. Well, Pastor, I know the word says it, but I'm just not sure. Sometimes I feel guilty about the past, and you know, I just don't know. Maybe it's still there, and maybe I need to do something to make up for it. And so for 50 Sundays in a row, I'm not going to eat chocolate. Well, maybe you want to do that. That's called penance. And let me tell you something about penance. Penance is always a slap in the face of Jesus, because if he's paid for it, then it's paid in full. There is no guilt offering here. If someone gives you a gift, if this Christmas you were to open up a gift and you have an iPhone 6 Plus, silver, just how you wanted it, and the person that gave it to you says, it's paid in full. You say, yeah, but what if it's not? And I'm going to start giving you $5 payments a week just in case. How would the person that gave you the gift feel like? It's a slap in their face to act like this has not been paid in full. Like I have to pay you something just to make sure it's paid. When you do penance of any time, when you try to make up for your sin of any form, when you do charity work to try to overcome your sinful past, when you light candles, when you give an offering to the church thinking, well, maybe if I give an offering, it's going to try to take away. Don't give your offering. Yeah, give your offering here, but don't give it on that idea. Because giving an offering thinking that it's going to placate your sin is a slap in the face of Jesus, because Jesus has paid it in full with his blood 100%, and you can believe it. The Bible says he's thrown our sins as far as the east is from the west, and he places a no fishing sign there, which means that whatever you did is washed and cleansed, whether you feel like it or not. His promises are true and dependable.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church in Chicago, and this was the first half of his message called Breakthrough Timing, which is from our brand new series called Jesus, the Story Behind Christmas. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJob.com. That's PastorMarkJob, J-O-B-E.com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Job. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.